Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
To a very special edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Juju Gotti, Black Trey, J Skills, and Big Jervin. We got a special guest in the house today. It's Justin Tinsley from Anscape, and also from Ridiculous Thoughts About Tupac Being Better Than Biggie. But we're not going to talk about that today.
That's completely off topic.
We're talking about a whole lot of other different things, but I just want to let everybody know, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go for all the extra content, for the watch-alongs, for the Discord, for the extra episodes, the OG episodes, all the Cinephobe special editions, all of it, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where it's at. All right, let's get the show started.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
yeah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with the plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise, but maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Well, time has come. The reason why Justin Tinsley's here, let's talk about it. Justin, there's a lot of uproar on the timeline talking about civil case versus criminal case.
Yeah.
Can you educate our listeners? Can you educate the people of what's the difference? Because this whooping our people's ass right now, like there.
Oh, man, it's ugly, man. And of course, you're referencing the recent news about the lawsuit and quick settlement between Cassie and Diddy and, you know, all the details that circulate there. And a lot of people were like, oh, well, Diddy should go to jail. And why did she wait so long to do this? When I think the real conversation is this was always going to be a civil case. Like if you Google right now, statute of limitations, New York, they give you a list of crimes. And outside of murder, of course, everything is 1 to 2 to 5 years. And so the criminal statute of limitations has already passed. Cassie is taking advantage of this thing called the Adult Survivors Act, which allows victims of sexual abuse, domestic violence, things of that nature, a year to file a civil lawsuit. And her time was about to, you know, end up on that. And so that's why the lawsuit came when it did. So people saying like, oh, she just wanted money, like, dude, it's a civil case. Civil cases most normally always end in some sort of settlement, a financial settlement. We'll probably never really know the actual numbers with this, but how it ended was always how it was going to end. This wasn't going to end with Diddy going to jail or anything like that, because he wasn't arrested for anything, which is why it wasn't a criminal case and we have a civil lawsuit.
Yeah, man, it's so frustrating watching people on Twitter lawyers and attorneys who haven't studied anything ever, right. pontificating on all of this and acting like they know. And, you know, you see people comparing it to R. Kelly and Bill Cosby and all of this, not knowing the differences between the situations, is really frustrating, right, to see. And shout out to Cassie for coming out and speaking out about, you know, all of the abuse and everything that she went through. You know, I know that was probably difficult as hell, you know, yeah, like, because you see the backlash, mm-hmm, right? You see how people react to that stuff online. So, yeah, shout out to her for being brave enough to go through with that.
I don't think people really, and that's such a great point, Jason. Like, I don't think people really understand how much it takes a victim to come forward and talk about this. It's so easy to say, like, oh, well, why didn't she say anything when it was happening? Like, bro, we are just minimizing what, you know, control and manipulation and abuse. And I'm not just talking about this specific instance. I'm talking about, you know, with cases that we'll never hear about just because, exactly, you know, the people involved aren't the level of a Cassie and definitely aren't on the level of somebody like Diddy. So, yeah, it's really frustrating. And yeah, I try to listen more than I talk in a lot of cases. And, you know, I reached out to a bunch of people who I know that work within the law field, lawyers and prosecutors and, you know, things like that. And I asked them a lot of questions, mm-hmm, about this. And that the explanation I'm giving you is the explanation that they're giving me. I don't think I'm anything more than what I am. I'm a reporter, so I'm naturally inquisitive and I want to know about this. But yeah, like you said, Jason, it's like, oh yeah, she should have held out and sent him to prison. I'm like, bro, what are you talking about? Like, this is not like...
Everybody thinks it's a movie, man.
Exactly.
And they think everything like ends up with somebody being locked behind bars and that's justice being served. And, you know, it's like, that's not how the American system is set up or works at all.
It does not work like that. It does not work like that.
But you wrote this book about Biggie, right?
So
this situation, I mean, in addition, you know, obviously the explosive part of this, one of the major explosive parts of it was the explosion of Kid Cudi's car that came to like what the fuck, right?
Bro, the craziest part about that is when you read the New York Times article, you read it and I'm like, duh, ain't no way. And then the very next paragraph, they're like, yeah, Kid Cudi's representatives. Oh, no, nah, that happened. I'm like,
yeah. What? I'm like, yeah, mind blown, like, emoji. Like, what?
I'm like, bro, that lawsuit, I've read like a lot of lawsuits over the course of my career just for things that I was working on.
Yeah.
That was the fact that it had a trigger warning at the beginning.
You
don't see that too often. So,
let you know. Like, but I was going to say, just in relation to Big, like, it got me thinking. I don't know what your research provided on Biggie's untimely demise.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously with the Puffy and the Tupac situation, everybody's like, that's been in the news lately.
Yep.
So everybody's like, oh, okay. It's almost assumed now that Puffy has something to do with Tupac's death, right?
Yep.
But we know Baby Lane. We know, you know, the people who are implicated in Tupac's murder.
Right.
Why don't we know that about Biggie? And like, what is your research?
Yeah, so you know the wild thing is, and I'm going to be very careful about what I say.
Yeah.
You know, if I say allegedly or not a lot, that is just because it is to protect myself, is to protect this podcast. Because as we've seen, people get on podcasts and say crazy things. As we've seen it just this week,
right?
You know, you know what I'm referencing.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of there's different theories about Tupac and Big and just for with respect to your question about Biggie. And I put in the book, I've interviewed a lot of people on and off the record. I subscribe to the theory that it was implicated. It was a setup from the Suge did something with, you know, at the time, his girlfriend, who was the middle person, and they connected with this guy named Poochie, Wardell Faust. And that's the theory I subscribe to because it makes the most sense. Obviously, I can't say for sure if that's it, if that's it. But mm-hmm. if you read the book, and obviously I'm not spoiling it because, you know, there's nothing really to spoil about this. And if you go down and look at some YouTube interviews of people who were working at Death Row at the time, they won't say 100% sure, but it was like, yeah, that theory makes a lot of sense. That theory makes a lot of sense because of who the guy Poochie was. And again, nothing I'm saying is like, oh, I'm breaking news. It's been hiding on the internet for about 15 years, including the same stuff that Keefy D is alleging about himself and about Diddy and other people. So like, none of this to me is like really surprising, but it is surprising to see it now become such a major part of this. It's like this like niche conversation that has now bled into like mainstream pop culture.
So. It's our version of JFK's assassination. Because there's so many theories and sources and different versions of the story and all that. And I think the Tupac's death of it is kind of the crux of everything because that's, you know, where, you know,
if you subscribe to the theories that I subscribe to about obviously Poochie and why that alleged or wasn't alleged because Biggie lost his life, but this alleged plot by Suge and other people. And then it goes back to, you know, Pac in, in Vegas. You know, I always think about like, yo, what if Pac would have just had that one fleeting moment of clarity? It was like, maybe I don't need to go jump this crib.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because, I feel you.
Yeah, so, yes, that was the unfortunate domino effect for both Pac and Big. At least that's what I subscribe to.
Right, and that's what makes Pac's story like this grand, I think, kind of Greek tragedy of, like, if you watch Dear Mama, I'm probably pretty sure you did. You
know,
that was excellent, right?
Yeah, that was an incredible documentary for sure.
And, like, it just keyed into the fact that, and there's a moment where Pac is like, something about I would never like harm a black person or something like that, right? And then obviously that's what he did, and it kind of that's the thing that extinguished his flame. So it's like the one sin that you couldn't commit is the thing that took you out.
Yeah, man, definitely, because he inserted himself in street politics.
Exactly,
and we can go on and on about that, but it's just one of those things, man. Like Pac was 25, Biggie was 24. We've been talking about this for longer than they were actually alive. And it's just one of those things of like our generation, stuff that we grew up on. It's like, even when you think about it now, it's like, it just doesn't sound believable, but it actually happened. And that's where the fascination with not just their cases, but just those two guys and like the orbits around them will always be fascinating, especially to us because we lived through it.
And then I was gonna ask, like, so in all of that, right, and everything that's come out now, Suge being in jail, obviously those two passed away, there have been, you know, I've talked to people recently and they're like, oh, I didn't know this about Diddy, blah blah blah. And the same way like the stories came out about Russell, I was like, well, we kind of knew. The same way things came out about R. Kelly, where it was like the black community kind of knew this about these niggas for a long time, that these niggas were scumbags and not good people and probably would be beholden to do some sort of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Things like this.
There's a lot of factors that go into that too, man, because it's like, you know, me as a journalist, like, as you said, if you've been tapped into this stuff for a long time, you always hear things. You hear rumors, and maybe one rumor is more true than the other, but you got to take everything as a grain of salt and do your own research, basically. But there were always rumors, but like, again, and I'm not even just talking about this specific case, but when we talk about like these really serious issues, there's always signs before. Like, this stuff doesn't just like pop up out of nowhere, right? There's always a paper trail. So when I look at this, so like, nobody really wanted to come forward and say it then because it was like, well, do I have the actual facts? And, you know, a lot of people were scared too for obvious reasons. There's a lot of fear that goes into this. And that's why
That's why you see 50. That's why you see 50 is the only nigga who's really speaking out, because that nigga don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that man, yeah, he 50 is different. Yeah. 50, you survived 9 shots, you're gonna act like that too, I guess. But I don't even wanna take 9 shots, so I don't need to act like 50. So
I don't need 1 shot. I'm good.
Yeah, I don't need none of that. I just got a physical the other day. That's the only shot I need.
Right.
All right, that's going to do it for us today. Shout out to Justin Tinsley from Handscape for joining us. Shout out to Juju and Jason and Jerv and Trey. I'm Amino Hassan reminded you all to stay black, motherfucker.